This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In Nairobi, Kenya, an upscale shopping mall attacked by terrorists 2 years ago is preparing to reopen. 67 people died in 2013 when Al-Shabaab, an African offshoot of Al-Qaeda, attacked this Westgate Mall. Nairobi is an economic hub in East Africa, but fears of terrorism have hurt businesses there and tourism and frightened away some tourists. Kenyan officials plan to reopen part of the mall tomorrow. And as Dan Bobkoff reports from Nairobi, not everyone believes that is the right thing to do.
Nairobi's prosperity is easy to see. New roads, construction cranes, and lots of upscale malls that serve espresso and hummus. I met up with Sadia Ahmed, a local radio personality, in the food court of Sarit Center. It's a mall just yards from Westgate.
The fact that they want to reopen Westgate Mall is a bit demeaning. It really is.
Ahmed hosted a weekly show on a Nairobi station popular with Kenya's Asian population. On September 21st, 2013, she was recording a cooking segment on Westgate's roof.
And then two explosions went off, and that's when we saw people run out of the mall onto the rooftop. And that's when we realized this is something bigger.
She spent hours running and crouching amid grenades and gunshots. Until recently, you could still see bullet holes in windows. There were ghostly outlines on the walls where there had once been shop signs. Then, almost overnight, a fresh coat of paint. Contractors hammering, new signs going up, the same name and logo as before the attack. There'll be a different color scheme inside the mall when it reopens, but it'll mostly look the same. It's a conscious decision to defy the terrorists.
It is a sort of a reaffirmation to citizens that, look, we are resilient.
Peter Olingo directs the Institute of Security Studies in Kenya. He welcomes the mall's return, but worries poor levels of security across Nairobi are unchanged. When mall security guards check people out with metal detectors, it's more a matter of performance than prevention. When Olingo goes to park his car, he's taken to asking the guards what they're looking for in his trunk.
They say to me that they are looking for anything that looks weird, that has some wires on it. And I said, what the heck is this? And how are you going to deal with it once you see it? They have no idea.
One told him, if he sees a bomb, he'll just run for his life. People living in the upscale neighborhood near Westgate are cautiously awaiting the mall's return. Some say it'll be strange at first. Resident Jodley Dodley says she'll certainly shop there again.
But it'll be just for do what I need to and get the hell out.
But Sadia Ahmed, the radio host who survived the terrorist attack, just wants to see the inside of the mall to remember.
I will go back once, just for closure. But I would never step into that mall again to have a good time. Never.
In Nairobi, I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.